There we go. Okay. What's your name?
Estella Rye.
Estella Rye.
Mm-hmm.
And your maiden name?
Estella Stone.
And did you have any nicknames?
No. I've always been called Stella.
Stella. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Mm-hmm. And your current address, where do you live now?
Southeast 420 Hill Street.
Uh-huh. And the date of your birth?
1900.
Place of birth?
Manon, South Dakota.
And your telephone number?
334-4724.
Okay. The locale of your first residence in Idaho. Did you live in Idaho, did you say?
I lived in Idaho years ago, but my folks moved to Clarkston when I was 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I don't know, I must have been about seven, I guess, when they moved to Lewiston. And then uh-huh. I lived there until I was married.
That's just across the border, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the approximate year of your arrival in Idaho?
In Idaho? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd say maybe
1909. Mm-hmm. And how did you come here? How did you travel?
My folks came on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
From South Dakota, you
mm-hmm.
said?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember something about the ride?
About what?
How old were you? Do you remember?
3 years old.
You remember that?
Well, I know from, I have pictures at uh-huh. home that.
But in your own memory, do you have something of that?
Well, no, not the nearest I can remember when I was about 5 years old. We lived down where the old fairgrounds used to be. Mm-hmm. My father was a contractor, and that was the reason he came out here. His brother owned the stone quarry out toward Soton, and he wanted my father to come out and be his partner. So they were in partnership with that stone quarry, and they built. He was a constructor, and he built a lot of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And he built his first stone house down there, and I had my picture taken there when I was just 3 years old.
Uh-huh. Sometimes when I see the pictures when I was small, I think I remember, but maybe
no,
I don't.
I don't think I remember. The only thing I can remember, I used to run away and go to school with the neighbors.
Uh-huh.
And I went several times, and finally the teacher wrote a note to my mother, and she says, you might just as well let Stella come to school because she seems to take an interest and part in school.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
From
uh-huh.
from then on, I went to school.
And how old were you then?
Five.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's old enough, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Who came? How many of you came together? You and your father and your mother? Did you have brothers and sisters?
Just the three of us.
No. Just the three. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
No brothers?
No.
Is she still living?
Yes. Yes, oh. She's younger than my oldest boy was.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That happens,
uh-huh.
doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we are very close. She lives in California, and I go down once a year and spend 2-3 uh-huh. weeks with her.
Where in California does she live?
In Santa Barbara. Oh, no, in Pleasanton. That's right close. That's about 30 miles from Oakland.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know about her then.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and now we want to know something about your mother's family. What was your mother's maiden name?
Her name was Smith.
Smith. And her first name?
Maud.
Maud Smith.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And occupation, did she have a job?
No,
occupation?
Just a housewife.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. In those days, there wasn't much
yeah,
work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no.
And the date of her birth?
Well, now that I'd have to figure up, she was 82 years old when she passed away, and she passed away in 68. Now, what does that make her?
Let's see. She passed away in 68.
I think it was, must have been up as 90. Was it 97? But she'd be 97 now if she were alive.
Uh-huh. We can figure that out.
Yeah.
And in what year was she married? Do you remember that?
No, I don't. I have it at home, but I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm. And your father's family, what was your father's name?
Charlie.
Charlie and Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It asked for your mother's maiden name.
Can't tell you. I was looking at that. It just slipped my mind. Maybe I can come back to
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay. And your father's occupation?
Smith was her name.
Her name was Smith before she married?
Yeah, her name was Stone after she was married.
Oh, Stone, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your father's occupation?
He was a contractor.
For house building houses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, any kind of stonework.
Stonework. Mm-hmm.
He did beautiful work, and he Oh, he'd build fountains and he'd carve the animals or whatever. He was putting his carving. He was a
really
an artist.
Mm-hmm. Stone carving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Terrific.
Yeah. I saw a lion that he carved for a man in Lewiston. He had a kind of a sunken garden and he had water coming out of the side of the hill, and my father made this big lion's head and the water was coming out of his mouth for the fountain.
Isn't that terrific?
He used
no
to do
training.
A lot of things, and frogs and all sorts of things. He'd just take his chisel and carve.
He was a natural, uh-huh. a natural
And when
artist.
I was a little girl, I used to be with him a lot, and he'd run it, make a bird bath, you know, and have the stand about so high, he'd mm-hmm. run a wire through that, and I'd stand and turn this around while he chiseled and made his design.
Is that right?
Uh-huh, yeah. He used to be real clever.
Do you have some of this talent?
I have some jardiniers that he made. That's the only thing I have left. Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you have some of that talent, that artistic
talent? Well, I guess you'd say I do all sorts of talents, all sorts
uh-huh.
of things.
Uh-huh. You must have gotten it from him.
Uh-huh.
Did your mother have these talents,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she was talented, too. She was a great sewer, and she did lots of beautiful embroidery,
mm-hmm.
knitting. So I've got some of the most gorgeous doilies that she knit.
Yes.
I have one chinette out of 100 threads.
Very fine.
Very fine. Uh-huh. It's almost like a spider web. It's so fine.
Oh, she must have had good eye. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice to have, aren't they?
Beautiful work. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you had only one sister and no brothers?
No.
Mm-hmm. And your husband's name?
Fred.
Fred Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And his job?
We were farmers.
Around Lewiston?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the date of his birth?
No, I should have had those, shouldn't I?
Well, a rough guess, a rough estimate.
Well,
you know how much older
or
young he was?
I'd say 1897.
Yeah. And the place of his birth?
Kansas, Holden, Kansas.
And the date and place that you were married?
1900.
1900. And where was that?
Lewiston.
In Lewiston. And has your husband passed on, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the date of that?
He died in 69.
69?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many children did you have?
We had three.
And what are their names?
Well, I just lost one of my boys 2 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He died of a heart attack in Spokane. Well, my oldest boy.
Oh.
He was 59. And then we lost one boy when he was a baby. And then my youngest boy is in Santa Barbara.
Three boys you had?
Mm-hmm.
No girls?
Three boys. No girls. I wasn't lucky enough to have a girl.
Well, that's true. You weren't lucky enough.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't lucky enough to have either boys or girls.
Oh.
What were their names?
Donald was the youngest one, and Alvin was the oldest one.
Eldon?
Alvin, A-L-V-I-N.
Alvin.
Uh-huh.
And the in-between one?
No, this is the one that just died. The Alvin is the one that was 59 when he passed away.
He's not the oldest?
No, he's the oldest.
Oh.
And then the baby was about 2 weeks old when he passed away.
And that was Donald?
No, Donald's still very much alive.
Oh, Donald's the second
yeah.
one, and the baby died at mm-hmm. birth. Mm-hmm. What was the baby's name?
Fred. We called him Fred.
Fred. Mm-hmm. And what was Alvin's occupation?
He worked in an electric company up there in Spokane.
Electrician, we can say.
Mm-hmm.
And the date and place of his birth?
Lewiston. It was 1920.
1920. And Donald?
Donald is, he was born in 58. He's 42 or 43.
What was 58?
53.
Born, when was Donald born?
I thought it was 68. 60. Well, anyway, he's 42, what Donald was.
He's 42,
yeah,
so he was 42. Born in 38.
Yeah.
Right. 1938. And
yeah.
what was his profession?
He worked for Raytheon. He's an electric engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Electric engineer. And Fred died when he was a baby. When was he born?
He was born in 22.
You had quite a few years between the...
About 17 years, 16 years.
Well, let's see, then Fred is the middle one.
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. You had one in 1920, one 22, uh-huh. And then you had 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's rather a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it?
Were you surprised?
Yeah, it was.
You didn't plan that one?
No.
And that's the choice one, I bet, huh?
Oh, yes. I don't know what I'd do without him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially now since the oldest one has passed
away. Yeah. And he came up and stayed a week with me when my oldest boy passed away.
Uh-huh. So it's just you and he now that are left of the family.
Just two of us. Of course, I have a sister. We're very close.
Mm-hmm. Your parents, of course, have both passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Personal information. Education. How much education did you get?
High school.
High school. No college or business training or anything
like
that?
I went to business college, but I just went about 9 months and I took sick. And then I got a job to go to work, so I saw a good opportunity. So
What kind of work?
Photographer.
Photographer?
Mm-hmm. I worked for a photographer. Well, I worked for him for a good many years after I was married.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he train you on the job? You had no experience as a photographer?
Well, he taught me everything I knew.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me how to retouch and how to paint, and I was his printer. I did all his printing.
In the darkroom?
Mm-hmm. Worked in the darkroom one time.
Did you like that?
Loved it. Just loved it.
That's an art.
Mm-hmm.
It really is,
mm-hmm.
to know how long to leave them in the developing.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to do that in the kitchen at home.
Well, we used to shade our prints, and I did spot retouching, you know what that is.
No, I don't know.
They took care of the face and the main lines, and if there was hair out of place or an extra fat bulge or something, I cut them off in the dark room. I didn't take them to the retouchers.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's clever.
I worked for him for a number of years. In fact, he was very unhappy when I got married. He wanted to open up another studio and put me in charge of it if I'd stay with him. And I said, no, I was going to be a farmer's wife, so I was going to be busy. But I did go down about 3 months every winter and work for years, and through the Christmas rush. And
well, that was nice. Did you appreciate getting away from the farm for a while?
Yeah. My husband had small siblings, younger girls in the family, and they always came and stayed with him while I went down and worked. So
your husband had children before he married you?
No, it's his sister.
Oh, his sisters.
Yeah, his sister used to come and stay with him.
And occupation, photographer. And do you have any other interests and hobbies and talents? Of course you have.
I get all kinds of them.
Yes, do you want to list some of them?
Well, one thing I taught for a long time down here at the center was flower making.
Mm-hmm.
And I make all sorts of flowers out of all sorts of materials. And,
did you ever do any stone cutting like your father?
Any what?
Stone cutting like your father?
No.
That's really a hard job, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
To be strong.
Yeah. No, I never did any cutting, but I always turned the wheel so he could.
Uh-huh. And do you do embroidery work?
Yeah,
so things like that.
I got drawers of embroidery work we used to do so much.
Crocheting.
Crocheting.
Knitting.
And tatting.
Tatting too. I never learned how to tat.
Mm-hmm. I tatted a bouquet of flowers last winter, and they're really pretty.
I had them
down here for a while. And people have never heard of such a thing as a tatted flower.
I haven't either.
And they're just as pretty as they can be.
Mm-hmm. What kind of thread?
Well, I use kind of a heavy thread. Mm-hmm. I imagine about a 20. It has to be heavy enough so that it'll stand up when you tap.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Did you ever take any of your things to a fair, or did you ever win any honors, awards, ribbons?
We used to go to Spokane at the fair every year, and we always took a lot of things to the fair, and we always practically paid all our expenses with our prize money.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then, since I've been here at the center, we used to take things up to Colfax at the fair. and we used to win a lot of first prizes.
That's interesting, isn't it? I did that when I was in the 4-H club. After two, I used to. I won prizes, darning and many things. It's nice, isn't it? And clubs and groups and societies that you have belonged to?
Oh, I belonged to too many.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know you sing. Did you belong to the church choir?
Well, we don't sing anymore.
You don't?
No, we quit. We haven't.
Oh,
since terrible. The girls left us, we just can't find anybody that will stay with us. So we might, I don't know whether we'll start it up this fall. We might start it up again this fall. And then, of course, Ruby Kirkendall was our director in the kitchen band. Mm-hmm. And she was the main backbone of that, and she passed away.
Oh, she's the one that passed away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we haven't just dropped that, so.
Well, what have you co-directed since you've been working in?
Well, I'm retired now. I only work 2 to 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I travel a lot now. I go places and just enjoy myself.
Oh, nice.
But I am going to teach a quilt-making class here this winter.
Be sure and advertise that, because I know people who are interested in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they will. They're going to put it in their program for winter. Mm-hmm. Good. In fact, I brought a lot of patterns and samples down to Myrna today to let her see them.
Hmm.
And we've done lots of quilting down here. We have a sewing machine, and I help them with the quilting. And this year I'm going to start with some of the new shortcuts in quilting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go way back and start with your childhood, the things you remember, your earliest memory, for instance.
Well, one thing I can remember, like I say, the first times when I was 5 years old, my dad used to take us to school in a sleigh.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have too much snow in Lewis and Clarkson, so whenever that happened, that was really a treat. And you had the sleigh bells and all on the horses.
Uh-huh.
And the whole neighborhood would pile on the sleigh.
Right. Uh-huh. I remember that back in Minnesota, the sleigh bells. It was nice, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so you looked forward to having snow then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were 5 years old when you started school,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you must have been about 12 when you finished the 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And then you went to high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was the high school there in Lewiston?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I played basketball, and I played just about everything, baseball, and I was very athletic when I was young.
Uh-huh.
Used to work on the trapeze. And
really?
Uh-huh. And a girlfriend and I had trapeze. And when we were learning, you know, in those days, you used to have so much in your theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd see something new. So while we were learning, we had a trapeze in their barn in the hayloft. So if we fell, we landed on a soft spot. But when we got to be experts, we went down in my father's basement, which was a cement floor, and we didn't dare fall there.
No net.
But we used to spend hours learning the different things that we'd see on the show, you know.
Nobody ever got hurt?
Well, no. No, not in the trapeze.
Oh.
I got poor hurt on a motorcycle one time.
Did you ride a motorcycle? Do you drive yourself?
No.
Riding with someone?
Friend had a motorcycle, and we used to go, and of course in those days a woman didn't wear a class.
No.
And so I always had to ride sideways on the seat. And somebody gave me a riding skirt, one of the old-fashioned riding
mm-hmm.
skirts, remember? So I wore that, and of course I set straddle, and it balanced the motorcycle different. And when we came out of the garage, we had to go this and turn, and then to get, and when we made that second turn, he lost balance, mm-hmm. and the motorcycle fell over on my leg. And I was bed 2 weeks over that.
Was it broken?
No, just badly bruised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I got up, and then he got a sidecar. So from then on, there was 4 of us. We just went everywhere in that motorcycle. Pack a picnic lunch, and away we go. We mm-hmm. had a sidecar. We used to have more fun.
I remember those sidecars.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Oh, dear, subjects. I don't know.
Or what didn't you like?
Well, I liked reading, and I always liked my arithmetic, things like that. And of course, I was interested in sports.
Mm-hmm.
I took part in all the sports and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I sang in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
That's just about it.
Do you remember any teachers, especially for special reasons?
Yes, I remember one teacher. It was about he was the principal of the high school. He was cross-eyed. Really cross-eyed. It just met, you know. And I was always sort of a timid person in school, but we'd tease this girl that sat in front of me a lot. And you couldn't tell whether that teacher was looking at you or whether he was looking at somebody else, you know. And why, I don't know, but I reached over this way and I went, you know, under her arms. She jumped up out of that chair and let a yell out of her, and oh boy, I could have went through the floor. That teacher, he looked at me, and I didn't know he was looking at me, and he was looking right at me. He just stumbled stone, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Were you?
I sure was. I had never did anything like that, and I was both. I was never going to do it again, that was for sure.
No, but you liked him? Was he a good teacher?
Oh, yeah, he was a good teacher. Yeah. But it was so funny because you never knew when he was looking at you. You couldn't tell.
No, it's very difficult to be
But he was a good teacher.
Did you have mostly men teachers or women teachers? Or
well, it kind of happened.
Did you have any preference? Men or
no,
women?
Not really. I liked all my teachers.
Good students have good teachers. Right?
Seems like it.
And good teachers have good students.
In fact, there's very few people that I don't like. I like most everybody.
Yes. That's the only way to be, because if you don't, you just make yourself a lot of trouble.
Miserable.
Don't you?
Yes, you do.
And then you went to high school. That was in Lewiston, too. Was that right in the same general area? How many students were in your class? Did you have a big class?
Oh, I don't remember what there was. Oh, I'd say 30, maybe.
Oh, that
there
many?
Were big classes.
Most people at that time went on to school. You were more advanced here than we were in Minnesota. I went to high school, but not everybody did at that time. In my class, there were just 15, and that was quite an area around there. So maybe you lived in a bigger town. That makes a difference,
too.
Yeah, I think that might be a difference. Okay, did you look forward to getting through with school and getting married, or did you look forward to getting a job and working?
I just took the days as they came. I was happy, and I had a nice home life, and was happy there, and I just enjoyed every day. And so when it come time, all kids are, you want to go away to school. And my folks wouldn't stand for that, so I didn't want to go to school down there. So a friend of mine was working for this photographer, and she was going to get married, and she says, why don't you go down there and apply for that job? And mother said, well, if I wanted to work, well, she'd accept that. So I did. I went down, put my application in, and I liked it, and just stayed there until I got married. It was a wonderful job. I had a nice boss. Just got along wonderful.
So before you were married, were you living in town?
Oh, yeah.
So when you got married and went to the farm, that was your first really farm experience. Was that difficult to adjust to?
No.
How far out of town was it?
Oh, a mile and a half.
Oh, that was really almost right in town.
We lived at Uniontown the first 2 years. First 10 years, we did. We lived there on a farm, and then we came up here to Pullman, and we farmed quite a few years, and then we lived 30 years out here. We bought 42 acres out here, and we raised some wheat on that, and we had a couple cows and a couple pigs and some chickens and a big garden. And we just loved it.
But it was mostly wheat farming. Yeah. Not a lot of dairy.
No, no.
Did you take care of the chickens?
Oh, I loved the chickens.
My mother always had chickens.
What
were your what was your special role on the farm? What did you? You took care of the chickens and the housework, I'm sure.
Yes, and I did lots of canning. And of course, when we lived on the big farm, I had lots of men to cook for.
Which one was the big farm?
Out here, about 5 miles out of town.
Out of Pullman. And was that mostly wheat too?
We had about 60 head of cattle out there. So there was a lot to care there. And I always had a lot of people to cook for. Haying time, I always had a lot of men.
You didn't have threshing time? Did you do the threshing too on your farm? So you cooked for the threshers?
Well, he got so in those days we had our own machines.
Oh, you did?
And we didn't have so many. And Don, when we were at Uniontown, you had the cookhouse. that cooked for the thrashers.
That went right with the thrashing crew.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But later years, you had your own outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband and I were both great to help young people. And we always had a bunch of kids around us. I don't think we were ever a year that we didn't have young people.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our son was 16 years old when we lived out there, and he had his friends, and my sister lived with me, and my father had passed away in the meantime, so she was living with me, and she'd have her friends, and lots of times we'd have 8, 9 young people. And my husband and the boys would go out and do the chores and milk the cows, and the girls and I'd do the baking and house cleaning. And if there was a dance in the country, we took that bunch of kids, and away we went.
You had a big family.
Yeah, yeah.
Really. Was good for your children,
uh-huh,
too.
Uh-huh. And my my brother-in-law lived with us, I think, about 2 years before my sister and he were married. And this last summer I was down there, and Laura says, anytime you want to come and live with us, you come. He says, you gave me a home when I didn't have a home.
That's nice.
Uh-huh. And he says, I'll never forget it. And he says, you're welcome here to stay as long as you want. I thought that was pretty nice.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it gives you a good feeling. It gives you moral support, even though you may never have to take them up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know there's a place
for
you.
I know it's there if I really want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I always said that's one thing I'd never do, though, was imposed on my kids. I don't think I'd ever go and live with them, especially if I was ill. Because I know what it is. I took care of my mother for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
You miss a lot. You know, you have to give up a lot when you keep care of a sick person. And I wouldn't do it any other way, but I know what it is.
Yes.
Uh-huh, and I wouldn't put that on my kids.
How long did you have to take care of her?
Well, I had her there for 8 or 10 years.
Is that right, when she was?
Of course, each year she got a little worse and a little worse, you know, until the last 2 or 3 years she was, I had to watch her. She got forgetful and she'd get mixed up.
How old was she when she died?
82.
82. Mm-hmm. It's a nice age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say before, your life seems to be so simple and so happy. You haven't had any tragedies, but you have had.
Oh, yes, I've had.
Taken care of your mother for those years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy. And your boy died when he was a baby. That's difficult.
Lost two boys, my husband,
yes.
My father, and my mother. And the week that my son died, I lost an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had 2 nephews pass away in the last, just shortly here.
Is that
in fact,
right?
The day before yesterday, there was a funeral for one. So I've had a lot of deaths in my family, a lot of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had. But my husband and I had a wonderful life. We really did. Had lots of good times, lots of hardships, and lots of good times. We all went together. Of course, we went through the Depression.
Tell me about the Depression.
That was rough. And you couldn't borrow any money in the banks. You didn't get anything for your wheat. And this one particular year, we didn't even get enough money to pay the taxes or the interest on our loan for the place. And we did that for 2, 3 years, and finally we just had to give it up. We just couldn't make it. And then you'd have to sell, like, we farmed with horses in those days in the beginning, and we had to sell all our good horses to buy feed for the old horses. You couldn't sell the old horses, so we had to keep the old ones and sell the good ones and that. But we always had lots to eat because I had my basement full of everything.
That was fortunate, because in the cities is where they really suffered.
Yes.
Did we have enough?
Oh, we never went hungry. We always had lots to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's very fortunate. Mm-hmm. Your children always had enough to eat.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, no, I had a very happy life, really. And I worked here for the center for ever since 71 till a year ago.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and I enjoyed that, too. I really enjoyed it.
Nice to be active, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I drove the bus the first 2 years we had a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we just decided, well, it was a hard job driving the bus. You had to get out, let people out, help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Every time anybody got on, you had to get out and help them out. You know.
Got your exercise.
And that was really a man's job.
Yes.
Yeah, but I did it 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned it over to our director then, was in the car. And he took over.
What years would you say did the Depression cover for you?
It was after the First World War.
In the early 20s, mm-hmm. you would say, mm-hmm. by 1920, because it had different phases in different mm-hmm. parts of the country, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in the early 20s, would you say?
Yeah, you see, our wheat price went way down.
Yeah.
I think we were only getting 21 cents or 22 cents for a bushel of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And a little different. When I moved to town and sold my plates out there, I sold my wheat for $3 a bushel. That was quite a little different. Of course, now your wheat's not higher yet, the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the Depression really went right on until the war came, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It did where I was, I know.
Mm-hmm. It did everywhere.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was born in 1917, and I never knew anything but depression.
No, it was all different, really.
No, I was born in 17, so by the time I can remember, we were already in depression.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't remember anything that wasn't depression
uh-huh.
until the war came.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's why I always tell people, well, I didn't know the difference between depression and non-depression, uh-huh. because it was always there.
Well, it was, after I got married, because my first two babies were born, I didn't work. But then it got so tough, you know, and that year when we only got 22 cents. And every year, about September, Mr. Inkson would call me, wouldn't know if I wouldn't come down work.
22 cents?
Huh?
What do you mean 22 cents?
And so my husband and I talked about it.
No. So you didn't have enough money to pay the taxes.
So when he called me this time, my husband and I talked it over, and we decided, he offered me, well, he'd give me such big wages, and he'd pay all my transportation down, he rented an apartment and furnished everything. So
now,
we decided...
Now, let's get these places. He asked you to work in Lewiston.
Yeah, that's in Lewiston, yeah.
And where were you living at the time?
Uniontown.
Oh, I see.
We farmed there the first 2-3 years
uh-huh.
we were married.
And he offered to pay your transportation?
Yeah, he paid my transportation and my living while I was working down there. And so we decided that that would be a good thing for us. That would tide us over for the winter. So
mm-hmm.
that's the reason I started working. And I worked for years.
You were lucky.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at the end of the year, he'd always give me the season, I should say, he'd always give me a big bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'd go and I'd work, and I put all my time in there. Maybe I'd work 18 hours a day or something like that, and he appreciated that. And if you remember when the flu was so bad?
It was before my memory.
Was it before your time? Well, he took the flu, and it was just about 4 or 5 days before Christmas. There we had all this developing to do and everything, so I'd go over to his place every morning and he'd give me instructions and then I'd go back. And developing was one thing that he always did himself. He wouldn't trust anybody because he was developing. But he couldn't do it, so I did everything. I did all the developing. Of course, we had lots of help. But I took the lead and I ran the studio for 10 days
mm-hmm.
while he was sick. And he really appreciated that.
I can imagine.
And the 24th, 23rd, I worked right straight through, never stopped. It was I and a man by the name of Bethel. And the two of us, we worked right straight through, never stopped.
There were no unions in those days. You could work 18 hours a day, nobody ever questioned it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And
now people have to work that long, they think they're being killed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I have to have my pictures at a certain time and
uh-huh.
so forth. And if he promised them, he wanted them out at that time.
Right.
So we did our best to get everything out for him. And we did.
Right. So that at least gave you some cash during the Depression.
Oh, yes, that tied us over that winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did the war affect you? World War II?
Well, not too. Didn't affect us too much.
Did your son have to go to war?
No. He had flat feet.
Oh, how fortunate.
And, he didn't think so.
No, but...
All of his friends went to Colfax, you know, for their first physical, and they turned him down because of his flat feet. Well, he was an expert with all kinds of machinery, and he couldn't see any reason why he couldn't drive a truck or a tractor or something just as well as anybody, but he couldn't march.
Mm-hmm.
And so then 2 weeks later, they sent him up to Spokane, and they turned him down. So he came home a mighty disappointed boy.
But weren't you happy?
Yes, and down in my heart, I was glad that he didn't have to go.
Yes.
But of course, if he had to, he'd have to be with the rest of them. But all the rest of his friends, you know, went and made it bad.
But, yes, I remember those days very well.
Then, of course, we were farmers. He could have got, you know, being a farmer, he probably wouldn't have had to go anywhere.
That's
he
right.
He didn't want to accept that. He wanted to go with the rest of his friends, but he just couldn't go.
Well, so the war really didn't affect you?
No, not at all. Not so much.
And you were very lucky.
Yeah, well, we had everything that we needed right there on the farm. Raised our own meat.
Well, here comes the parade. 4th of July.
Isn't that cute?
Yes. They're practicing for tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, they bring out the pumpkin. They're serenading the center.
Pardon me?
They're serenading the center.
Yeah.
What they're doing, I guess.
Oh. I'm going to close this door so we cut that one.
Yeah. Oh, how cute.
Who's this big guy playing the...
Let's see. We haven't touched the role of the church in your family. Did that play the church? Did you belong to a church?
And
Methodist. Methodist?
Mm-hmm.
And that had a regular part of your family life? You were married in the Methodist church and baptized
we married
the
my
children?
Folks at home. I lost them, but we had a Methodist minister.
About what year did you start getting the new kind of farm machinery?
Well, we never did. We always farmed with horses out there, and it was a cost when our lease was up out there. It cost us about $50,000 to make the switch at that time, and we just couldn't see that getting our age to go in debt that much for new machinery. So that's how come we bought this 42 acres out there. When we sold it, we sold all our cattle except we had 6 cows that we kept and 2 horses, and we had a 60-70 head of hogs and kept them out there, and I had 200 chickens. We figured we'd make our living off from that, but we soon found out that our livestock was eating up more than the profit. So my husband says, well, the horses have got to go. So we sold the horses and we kept 2 cows. We had 6, we kept 2. But finally, we just sold the cows. And then we kept the pigs for quite a number of years. And we did pretty good with them. Then we butchered hogs. That was another thing. Oh, brother. My brother-in-law was living with us, and he's a natural born salesman. So he'd go up to the college and he'd sell sausage. And then we'd butcher every week and make this sausage.
Every week you butcher?
Every week.
Oh.
If you think that wasn't something.
I know.
We'd butcher on Sunday, then cut them up on Monday. Tuesday we'd make the sausage. And Wednesday they'd deliver it. And we used to buy 2 big hogs. That's what you made sausage out of.
Mm-hmm.
And make that all into sausage. And then Wednesday and Thursday, he delivered that. Friday and Saturday, I'd render all that lard and get that lard ready. And you just couldn't sell lard. It was getting to the place where a person, whether you quit going, all this sort of thing. And so finally we sold it at the restaurants, and we just practically gave it away just to get rid of it. Well, we did that, and we had, when we first bought that place out there, we had this pickup. And we had to make payments on the pickup, payments on the place. And we couldn't see any other thing. We had to do something, so we sold this sausage and made it go.
In what year was that, do you remember?
Oh, golly. I can't remember. Maybe 30, 40s, somewhere along in there. And so we did pretty good at that, but all that was
a big job, wasn't it?
Oh, I got so sick of that. We had a nice place, regular butchering place, fixed up, you know.
It's like a factory. It's like a sausage factory.
Yeah, it was like a factory.
And all the meat went into sausage?
The whole thing, the whole carcass.
Liver sausage?
Oh, yes.
Did you make blood sausage?
Head cheese.
Head cheese.
Yeah.
Pickled pig's feet?
Yes, all.
The whole thing?
The whole thing. Never, only thing we didn't, couldn't catch a squeal, so we had to let it go.
Yeah, right. Bratwurst?
Yeah.
Did you call it bratwurst?
What, yeah.
Bratwurst is the old fry sausage, I guess that's what it means.
Yeah.
And blood sausage, I remember we made.
So then my husband decided, well, he had to go to work. That was all there was to it. He was going to work. So he went down to Pullman Grain Growers and run the feed plant for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran that for 18 years. And then
that was in about the late 30s or early 40s, would you say, when he did it?
Yeah. So then he just...
Because the farm just wouldn't pay, or it was just too much trouble butchering all
this? Well, he was getting up the age where he needed to retire.
Oh, uh-huh.
So when he was 65, he retired.
I see.
Then mm-hmm. I worked up at the college for 10 years.
What did you do?
And I was a housekeeper up there.
Uh-huh. For one of the houses?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was
did you like that?
Head housekeeper.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the wages were just going up when I quit, and I hated to quit when I was 65. But he said, nope, you're going to quit. And I didn't want to, but he insisted on it, so we did. And I was really glad because we really had some nice years. We traveled all over. Just had a great time.
So you sold the farm then when you retired?
I sold it after he passed away.
After he passed away. And you rented it out until then, or what did you do?
I rented the land, and I lived on the house, but we had a great big house and big yard and lots of work in the yard and lots of flowers. And it was always our ambitious to grow our own fruit and berries in our garden.
What kind of fruit did you grow?
Oh, we had apples and plums and cherries and all sorts of fruit like that. We didn't have peaches. We couldn't raise them.
No, not here. Uh-huh. Did you have strawberries and raspberries?
We had strawberries and raspberries, loganberries, just every kind of berries.
Did you can them?
Mm-hmm. And then we bought a big freezer. Mm-hmm. And then I put everything in the freezer. And didn't can too much after that.
Mm-hmm. So much more community. Mm-hmm. Do you remember about what year you started getting new appliances in your home, like a refrigerator and stove?
Well, when we first bought that place, we had just one...
Which place is this now? Near Pullman?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's about 3 miles out of Pullman here. They had one glow, or one light fixture, hanging right down the middle. There was no water in the house. And they had a sink behind the kitchen door with a pipe going out on the ground, and the water went out there, whatever you poured through the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the little outhouse.
What kind of sink? Well, did it have a faucet, a spigot with the water?
No.
A pump?
No, we had a pump on the porch. So well, that was the first thing we did. We had to drill a well. So we drilled a well, put in a water system. We had the whole house rewired and had it modernized, you know, like plug-ins and so forth. And
again, what year was that? I want to keep this in there.
Oh, 40.
1940.
No, maybe before that. In the 30s, I'd say, somewhere. Yeah. We had a lovely place out there.
Did you have a well outside? Did you have a cistern?
Well.
Did you have a cistern?
No, we had a cistern when we moved there.
Mm-hmm.
But we got rid of that in a hurry. Because the water is just not good in those old cisterns.
No, we used to use a cistern water for washing, and then the well outside for drinking.
But we had a well dug, and we had lots of water, good, cold, clear water.
Mm-hmm.
The people from town used to come out and get water to drink
really?
And take it home.
Yeah.
Just that's good, clear water.
So then did you get, you wired the house, and did you get plumbing in the house then?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, we built on a bathroom, a nice big bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fixed it all up.
And refrigeration and stove, you got all that?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And little by little other appliances, and that was in the late 30s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what haven't we talked about? Oh, tell me how you met your husband.
Well, I'm telling you, he was a wonderful man.
Well, isn't it wonderful that you met him?
Yes, it was. No, we really, like I said before, we had a very happy life. We really did.
Do you remember the first time you saw him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was, we used to go to the dances on Saturday night in Lewiston. And I met a fella, and I went to a dance with him, and he said his friend was coming down with him, and could I have one of my girlfriends be his date the following Saturday? So I said, fine. So that planned out just fine. Well, that was the night I met my husband. He was the extra man.
Isn't that something? Did you switch partners?
Next Saturday, you can believe it, I had a date with Fred.
Uh-huh.
And this fellow that I went with the first time is now one of my brother-in-laws.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He married your sister?
He married my sister-in-law. My husband's
sister.
Oh,
your sister. I see.
Uh-huh. I married my husband's sister. And the four of us chummed around for years. And they were great dancers, and so were we.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go, when we went to Lewiston, there were 16 of us used to go together. And we used to go to all the dances down Lewiston and had a group, you know, of our own.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July, we'd go to Walla Walla or something and camp all night and go to the roundups or the 4th of July celebration. We had a great time.
Great, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How long did you know before you got married?
Oh, I'd say almost a year.
Mm-hmm. But you knew right away that you were going to marry.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And he never gave you any trouble?
No.
You never had any women's rights problems? You just...
We always worked
decision-making and all that?
Yeah. We always talked things over.
Uh-huh.
We never kept things from one another.
Wonderful.
And I think that's half of a happy married life.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Why don't they make marriages like that?
I don't understand whether people expect too much now.
I think
not.
So.
I
We're
know.
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, if ever there was a business deal or anything, we always talked it over.
Mm-hmm. You know,
decided between us what we should do.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you had a big church wedding?
No, we had a wedding in my folks' home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got married in the parents' home?
In the home.
That's nice.
It's what my mother wanted, so it'll be there.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have the children in a hospital or did you have a midwife?
I had a midwife for Donnie, but the other two were born in Lewiston in the house, St. Joseph Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you feel more comfortable in the hospital? Did you feel more secure?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it made much difference.
You didn't have too much trouble?
No. No. Mm-hmm. I had Donnie up here, Mrs. Ryan. Did you know her, Effie Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
She was a wonderful nurse. She was a RN. And I had Donnie up there, and she was so good to them babies, just like Jane Kiefer, you know her?
Yeah.
She was born at the same time, and her mother was Mrs. Ryan's sister, and she died. So she took care of those two babies, and whenever she'd feed each one of them, she'd rock them, you know,
yes.
Burp them, and all this old-fashioned method.
Yes.
She was
the
wonderful.
Real treatment.
Uh-huh. She was wonderful.
Great. That's a talent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you ever plan, or did you have any idea of how many children you wanted, or did you just leave that up to chance? You wanted four.
Mm-hmm. I wanted two girls and two boys. I thought mm-hmm. that was an ideal family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you got three boys.
Yeah, I got three boys,
boys,
and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But I said I had my sister. She's just like a daughter to me.
Yes.
My father died when kids were in the 7th grade. And then my mother came up here and she cooked at the college mm-hmm. for years. And my sister lived with me then. So she's really more like my daughter than she is a sister,
really?
And being so young too.
Mm-hmm.
But,
So you never got your four children?
No.
Did you feel, did you miss it a lot, or did you just take it as a matter of course?
Well, I just took it as a count. There's just nothing
yes.
you could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always I always wanted a girl because I liked to sew.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a hired man that had several children. We had two sets of buildings on our farm out here in the country. And they had a little girl, and she was the cutest thing you ever saw. She had beautiful curly hair, you know, and her mother was sick a lot. And I used to sew for this little girl. I'd take her home and I'd make her these cute little frilly dresses,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So you had the fun of having a daughter in
yeah.
that way.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was real sick, and they took her at the hospital, and they wasn't sure whether she'd live or not. So she had the paper signed that if anything happened to her, that I got her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I always figured that quite an honor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you had all these young people with you all the time.
All
that
the time.
Helped mm-hmm. to fill the empty spaces, didn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Why, we were so busy. Yeah.
So,
We have another boy that that we raised that lives in Oregon. And my husband and I went down to see him a year before my husband passed away. And he has five children of his. And they had a family reunion. His brothers and sisters and all of them came and treated us just like their parents. Mm-hmm. And this young man, well, he's father of five children, he just cried when he saw us. And he was just so that happy to see us.
Touched.
And his kids had never seen us before. And we had quite a talk with them. And they were so glad they'd met us because they'd always heard, Fred and Stella, Fred and Stella. Mm-hmm. And I said, now we know you. And he always said that we were the only parents that he ever knew. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So with a lot of satisfaction, you know,
yes,
to know that we had done some good.
Right.
Uh-huh.
There are lots of children in the world, and they belong to all of us, mm-hmm, I always think. Mm-hmm. And we all have to do our part in giving them a good world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
really, nobody is childless.
Yeah, yeah.
So, when you got the modern equipment, did this make a difference, a big difference in your the amount of work that you, or
well,
did you have more free or any free time then?
Yeah, well, yes.
Or did it make more work for you sometimes?
Well, we had different things fit in, you see, like after we had all these cows with cattle,
mm-hmm,
but that was a big job taking care of that many cattle, and we milked about 10 cows and sold the cream.
Did you milk them by hand?
Mm-hmm.
You never got milking machines?
Mm-hmm. No. But my husband and the boys did the milking. And
mm-hmm. And you brought the cream to the creamery?
Mm-hmm.
Sold for butter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much was the cream at that time?
I don't remember, really. Mm-hmm. The cream money was our grocery money and kept us to go dancing and
mm-hmm,
expenses like that.
Did you sell eggs? Did you have enough chickens to sell eggs?
Not very many. I sold eggs once in a while, but not too many. We raised mostly fryers, and I sold lots of fryers
mm-hmm,
and dressed those fryers. That was a job, too. We did lots of hard work.
Mm-hmm. It was all part of the game.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we always seemed to have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's attitude, isn't
uh-huh
it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the groups and societies, social groups that you belong to.
Well, I belong to the Rebeccas, and I belong to the Moose. And I belong to several clubs in her work with World War I,
mm-hmm,
and I belong to several clubs.
Did you belong to any clubs that had political issues as their?
No. Mm-mm. No, I stayed clear of that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I don't blame you. I think I have to. Think of it.
Yeah.
I always sit and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, too. I hope the best man wins.
Right, and try to do the best, but I'm not much of a banner carrier. Mm-hmm.
My husband was a good Republican, but I never...
Did politics enter into your discussions ever?
Never.
Did you consider yourself a Republican, or...
Because
no, he was...
I always said I don't belong to any party. I just say let the best man win.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whoever I thought was the best man, that was who I'd want to vote for.
Not the party.
Mm-hmm.
But he was Republican.
Mm-hmm. He was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of church groups did you belong to? Ladies Aid and things like that?
Yeah, I used to belong to them. And when we lived in Lewiston, I was very strong in the church. I was Sunday school teacher, and would belong to the Ladies' Aid, and so forth.
Do you like teaching Sunday school?
Yes. Uh-huh. I taught the little ones, of course.
Uh-huh. Their minds are so open, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, yeah.
What would you say is the nicest memory you have, if you had to choose?
Oh, I don't know. I have so many, and I'd hate to pick one out.
Uh-huh.
I just don't really know.
I'd be the same way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And also the most difficult, is that hard too?
Well,
your son maybe losing
the
baby.
Yeah, the hardest thing I've had, of course, was losing my husband.
Uh-huh.
That's the hardest blow.
Yes, I've heard widows say, mm-hmm, you can lose a daughter, a son, but it's not like losing a husband.
No, it's just part of you.
Exactly. Half of you is gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my husband loved that place out there, so I thought, well, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to keep it up, but I couldn't. We had such a big yard, and he loved flowers, and we had It was a regular show place down there, everybody would tell me. And he had, I think, a half an acre of iris, the most beautiful iris that you ever saw. And he worked out there all day long in his flower gardens and in his garden. Roses, he had the most beautiful roses you ever saw. He just spent his time out there, you know. So I thought, well, I'm going to try it, see if I can keep it up. But, you know, I'd get up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd go out, and I'd work, and I'd work. And then I would, Ed Bell was working here, and he says, Stella, you're not going to stay out there alone. He said, you're going to come in here and work. Oh, I said, Ed, I can't do that kind of work. He says, come on, I'm not going to take no for an answer. You're just coming. You come in Monday morning. Mm-hmm. So I did. I came in, and he helped me get started. Then I'd go home at night, and I'd work maybe till 10 o'clock at night out there in the yard. So finally, I just decided that either my health or the home, which is the most important. So I decided, I sold the house on 8 acres, mm-hmm. and then bought this little place up here on the hill where I live now.
You have a house of your own? Mm-hmm. You live alone? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How big a house is it?
It's just right for me. It's a 2-bedroom house. Mm-hmm.
You clean it yourself. You have a little yard.
I have a lovely garden. I'm still a farmer at heart.
Mm-hmm. Where did you say you live? South East?
Hill Street.
Hill Street. I'm coming over to see you.
420 Hill Street. Do you live up there?
I live on Maiden Lane.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. All my neighbors are new since I've been there. Do you know where Louis Bowman lives?
I'm not from Pullman. I've been here about 1 year.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I don't know anybody.
It's a small... Well, I guess you'd say it's a small house. It's plenty big for me. I have a nice laundry, and mm-hmm. it's all one thing I wanted, all on one floor. Mm-hmm. I always figured because when I get old, I'm going to need that. So, but I have a nice yard, and I work out there 4 or 5 hours most. If I'm home, I work out there a lot in the yard.
Every day, 4 or 5 hours?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh. I get a lot of work out there, and I got a big garden. I work in it, but I just yesterday I didn't work. Today I didn't work. And of course, I won't work tomorrow, no Saturday, no Sunday, but next week I'll start in again and go over my yard. I got lots of flowers, of course, so mm-hmm. go over my flowers, mow my lawn, so forth.
In the wintertime, you rest?
Yeah.
You knit in the winter?
Uh-huh. I'm knitting an afghan right now.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Of course, and I'm making these samples for the quilts, too, mm-hmm. so I'm going to work this fall. So I work that in the evening sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Watch television?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have certain programs I love. Mm-hmm. But I'm busy all the time.
Yeah. You do reading?
Like not much reading. Mm-hmm. I never was a reader, I don't know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think it perhaps goes back to when I was a kid. I used to like to read, and my mother wouldn't let me read for some reason. Well, you're burning electricity. You turn that light off.
Isn't that
so? Yeah. Now they don't. One bulb doesn't.
They're trying to get them to read now because they just want to watch television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People don't know how to read anymore.
No. But I never did read much.
Yeah, it has to be, the habit has to be gotten when you're small.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I read the papers and of course I take my art magazines and mm-hmm. I read them from cover to cover.
Yes.
Things like that. That's where I take that art and craft magazine. I get lots of my ideas out of that. That's a good art magazine.
They have a lot of those books at the library too.
Yeah, Myrna got a book the other day with patterns for mm-hmm. quilts when she was asking me about this. So I thought, well, maybe I will.
Isn't it nice to have all these interests?
Uh-huh.
Never bored, are you?
No. I've always got too many projects ahead.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Your eyes are in good condition.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Have been so far.
Healthy.
I'm real lucky. Mm-hmm.
Very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been quite healthy most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, being athletic, I think that helps.
Yeah.
I think people who are sick perhaps don't move enough. I try to walk fast. I think if I walk fast, sickness won't catch up with me. But I think it keeps your body active, keeps the glands working.
Uh-huh. I used to swim a lot, too, when I lived down there. All summer long, we went swimming in the river every night. We girls would work, because there used to be a streetcar in Lowson Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked until 5, and each one of us would take some food of some kind. We'd go over to Clarkson, because they had the best beach. And we'd swim until about 9 o'clock, and then we'd build a fire and roast Wheaties or corn or something and have our dinner down there on the beach and then go home.
That's healthy.
Uh-huh.
And you always had good air in those days.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's see. Back before the appliances came in, how did you do your washing on the farm?
Well, sir, when we first lived there, I often think of that, and I wonder how in the world I ever did it. I rubbed my clothes on the board.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make your own soap?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, made my own soap. I made just about everything.
Self-sufficient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I had my oldest boy was a baby because he was 22 months old when the second baby was born.
Mm-hmm.
I had all these harvesters and all these men. I did all their washing and all our washing, rubbed those clothes on the board. What I just start in at 6 o'clock in the morning and rub until noon and then rub up in winter time, the world I ever did it.
And your back stood up?
Yeah. And so just some fellow come along and he wanted to demonstrate a double tub Dexter. Did you ever hear of that?
A double?
Double tub Dexter.
No.
They were two, just like two wash machines.
Uh-huh.
And you can wash them, both of them, or one of them. And I'd wash the first batch in warm water, and the second one's in real hot water.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we used to always have to heat our water on the stove, you know, and oh dear.
And carry it?
And so when I heard this...
Did you wash in the house or outside?
No, on the porch. I washed on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
This fella said he'd be there in the week, so believe me, I had gathered up everything I could find.
You do the whole washing.
And he put that washing out so quick, I couldn't believe it.
And you got
so well, we bought the wash machine.
Oh,
it had a motor on it, so you run with a motor.
Did a lot of the neighbors buy one too?
Well, I don't remember really. But that was
I remember
really
those motors on the. They made an awful noise, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes. A motor running, you know?
Yes, I remember. Chug, chug, chug.
Yeah.
That was a help. Did they have a ringer on them too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, they were very modern.
And you hung them on the line, and then you ironed?
I had an oil stove, a three-burner oil stove, and I'd put my old flat irons on this oil stove, put a skillet over them, and then I'd put my ironing board right in front of the stove.
So it's
nice. I thought I had it pretty soft. I could just reach over there and get my irons.
Uh-huh. And the iron didn't cool off as fast.
No.
Of course, it was pretty hot on you, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now nobody irons anything anymore.
No, I often say, now here I am, I'm living alone, I don't have no one to wash for but myself. Of course, I bought a new wash machine and do everything when I come to town. Don't have to iron. Very seldom, once in a while, press a tablecloth or some handkerchiefs. And even some of the handkerchiefs you don't have to iron anymore. It's just unbelievable.
When you compare this now with the way it used to be, it's almost like living in a different world, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And my oldest boy was so particular. He wore white shirts. He'd go to school with a white shirt, come home, take off that shirt, and put on...